Since Prometheus stole it from Mount Olympus to give to humanity, fire has been one of our greatest tools. When it slips from our control, however, fire is a merciless killer. We like to think that we can harness it, keeping ourselves safe through common sense, firefighting equipment, health and safety regulations. But what do you do when the fire that threatens you does not come from the outside, starting, instead, within your own body? For hundreds of years, there have been reports of people bursting into flames, seemingly without being set alight by any external heat source. The fires appear to have started inside the body of the victims. This hotly debated phenomenon has been dubbed spontaneous human combustion. I'm Rowan Molyneux, and you're listening to Oddity, the podcast about all things strange and unexplained. In December 1966, a meter reader called at 92-year-old John Irving Bentley's house in Pennsylvania for a routine visit. The meter reader, Don Gosnell, had prior permission to let himself into the house due to Dr. Bentley's advanced age and infirmity. While he was in the basement checking the meter, Gosnell noticed that there was a light blue smoke hanging in the air, accompanied by an odd, sweet, smoky smell. Looking down, he spotted a pile of ash, about 14 inches high. He made his way back up the basement steps, feeling confused, and went to check on Dr. Bentley. In the doctor's bedroom, he found more of the lingering blue smoke. What he found in the bathroom would stay with him for the rest of his life. Lying on the bathroom floor was the lower half of Dr. Bentley's right leg. His slipper was still on his foot. The rest of his body had been reduced to ashes. The fire had burnt a hole right through the floor, into which the ashes had fallen, settling into a neat pile in the basement below. The bath, nearby, had barely been touched by the flames. Neither had the rubber tips of his walking frame, which lay across the scorched hole. The theory that Dr. Bentley accidentally set himself alight with his pipe was scotched when it transpired that his pipe was still on its stand in his bedroom. The coroner recorded a verdict of death by asphyxiation and 90% burning of the body, but was at a loss to describe how the death had actually occurred. Deaths from spontaneous human combustion seem to follow the same pattern and share common characteristics. The victims' bodies are almost entirely consumed by the fires, while their surroundings, the walls of the room, the chairs they are sitting in, sometimes even the clothes they are wearing, often remain virtually untouched by the flames. Although the torso, head, and arms are practically reduced to ash, the feet and lower legs often remain intact and unburned, along with, on occasion, the hands. It usually happens at home, and when the grisly scene is discovered, there is often a smoky, almost sweet smell in the air. The room shows very few signs that a fire has taken place, aside from some scorch marks, the remains of the victim, and a greasy residue covering the furniture and the walls. Over the last four centuries, there have been upwards of 200 reports of spontaneous human combustion. One of the first recorded instances dates from 1641 and concerns the strange death of an Italian knight. According to the Danish doctor Thomas Bartholin, the knight had been drinking strong wine at his home in Milan. With no warning, he gave a drunken belch, and a stream of flames burst forth from his mouth. The fire quickly consumed him, and within moments he had burnt to death. Overindulgence in alcohol is a thread which runs through many reports of spontaneous human combustion. Bartholin also wrote about a case from 1663, in which a woman from Paris went up in ashes and smoke whilst sleeping. Although she was burnt alive, the straw mattress she had been sleeping on was practically untouched by the fire. Although most victims of spontaneous human combustion do appear to have suddenly burst into flames, this is not the only way the phenomenon presents. Some people have been seen to gradually emit smoke without actually burning, and some merely develop incongruous burns without being able to determine how they occurred. One man is said to have felt an unusual sensation and, looking down, saw a small flame spring up straight out of his leg. Acting quickly, he clamped his hands down over it, and the fire was extinguished. A small proportion of spontaneous human combustion cases do end up with the subject surviving. But unfortunately, this was not the case for Mary Reeser. On the 2nd of July, 1951, Mary Reeser's landlady popped over to deliver a telegram. When she tried the doorknob, she discovered that it was hot to the touch. Concerned for Mary's safety, the landlady called the emergency services, who quickly arrived and broke in. But it was too late. Mary had been reduced to ashes, with only her backbone, skull, and left foot remaining. Just like Dr. Bentley, her slipper was still on her foot. The chair she had been sitting in was destroyed, but most of the room was untouched by the flames, despite investigators determining that the blaze which killed Mary had reached 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Her skull had been visibly shrunken by the heat. Henry Thomas, a 73-year-old man from South Wales, was found to have succumbed to a similar fate. He was discovered in a chair in the living room, completely incinerated, apart from his skull and the lower halves of his legs. His trousers and socks were still intact, despite the raging fire which had consumed the rest of him and destroyed half of the chair he was sitting in. In 1982, Jeannie Saffin was in the kitchen with her father and her brother-in-law when she suddenly burst into flames. Before anyone could react, her entire upper body was alight. The men managed to extinguish the blaze, but Jeannie unfortunately died of her injuries in hospital a week later. Her brother-in-law Don later stated that the flames were coming from her mouth like a dragon and they were making a roaring noise. This harks back to the death of the Italian knight in the 1600s, who, as you will recall, also belched a stream of flame. So what could be the cause of this bizarre phenomenon? Many people have tried to explain it, and have presented theories ranging from the plausible to the outlandish. John Abrahamson put forward the suggestion that spontaneous human combustion could actually be a case of a body being ignited by ball lightning. Larry Arnold theorised that a fire may start due to a build-up of static electricity inside the body. Michael Harrison argued that spontaneous human combustion is tied to poltergeists, as poltergeist activity is, he believes, generated by energy within ourselves. That energy, apparently, is able to ignite flammable material. Brian J. Ford suggested that alcoholism, or low-carb dieting, both of which cause ketosis, could mean that the presence of highly flammable acetone is the culprit. And others proposed that a build-up of methane in the intestines could be ignited by enzymes, causing combustion inside the body. In their 1984 investigation, Joe Nickel and John Fisher found a number of common aspects to cases from the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries. They observed that in the majority of instances, the victims' bodies were found near potential sources of ignition, fireplaces and candles in particular. They also found a correlation between deaths from spontaneous human combustion and the victim being drunk or otherwise incapacitated. For example, having taken sleeping pills, or being unable to move quickly due to old age. They may have been less able to extinguish the flames if they did accidentally set themselves alight. Some apparent victims of spontaneous human combustion may have in fact died of natural causes, for example, a heart attack, causing them to drop a lit cigarette, which may have ignited their clothes or blankets, and essentially cremated the body post-mortem. But how does this account for the fact that, in the majority of instances, the room in which the death occurs seems to have been barely touched by a fire hot enough to incinerate a human body? Scientists point to the wick effect, a process by which, when lit by a heat source such as, say, a dropped cigarette, the body undergoes a slow, controlled, yet immensely powerful burn. In this scenario, the body acts like an inside-out candle. When the heat of the initial fire causes the body's fat reserves to begin to melt, they are essentially a fuel source, seeping into the clothing and hair and causing the wick, as it were, to keep burning. Very hot, but slowly and in a controlled manner. It's believed that this is the reason for the minimal damage to the room and surrounding objects. This would also explain why the feet are often left unburned. They have less fat on them and, as such, less fuel. In order to illustrate the wick effect, a BBC programme performed an experiment in which the dead body of a pig was wrapped in a blanket and left in a furnished room. The blanket was lit and left to burn. Although the body took a while to catch fire, once it was alight, it reached a very high temperature, yet burned slowly and in a controlled manner, as expected. The small flames barely touched the surrounding furnishings. The body burned for hours, and when it was eventually extinguished, it was found that the flesh and bone had been reduced to ashes. The wick effect explains how the body burns, but still doesn't help us find a solution to the cases where investigators can't find a likely external source of ignition. Cases like that of Michael Fahaty. In the early hours of the morning on December the 22nd, 2010, Michael's neighbour was awoken by the sound of a smoke alarm. Running outside, he saw smoke pouring out of Michael's house. When the authorities arrived, they found Michael's remains lying on the floor, his head close to an open fireplace. Apart from the scorch marks on the ceiling above and floor below him, there was no damage to the room. So far, so simple. Clearly, Michael had somehow been set alight by a stray ember from the fireplace, right? Bizarrely, after a thorough investigation, forensic experts determined that the open fire was not the cause of Michael's death. Something else had set him alight, but they couldn't determine what. No accelerants were involved, and there was no suggestion of foul play. At the inquiry, the coroner made this statement. "This fire was thoroughly investigated, and I'm left with the conclusion that this fits into the category of spontaneous human combustion, for which there is no adequate explanation." Thank you for listening to Oddity. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear discussed, you can get in touch at Oddity Podcast on Twitter. Join me, Rowan Molyneux, next time for another journey into the strange and unexplained.